This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 250 for Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures pulled back on Wednesday, giving up some of the gains made yesterday. With the final settlement, the March canola contract loses $3.10 at $610.40 per ton, while the May contract is down $1.70 at $618 per ton. Pressure on canola is from losses in Malaysia and palm oil. Support comes from upticks in European rapeseed, as well as Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Soy oil is virtually unchanged. Global crude oil prices are falling back, weighing on vegetable oil values. An analyst says the high volumes of trading is the result of farmers parting with some of their canola and the spec fund selling as well, while the commercials engage in some limited buying. He notes the spreads are getting wider, which indicates the market is well covered for now, which should begin to limit activity. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.63 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 74.53. The United States Federal Reserve holds its key interest rates at 5.25% to 5.5%. However, the Fed says rate cuts are not coming soon, but should be further down the road. Ahead of tomorrow's fats and oils report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the trade pegs the December soybean crush at about 206 million bushels. Soy oil stocks are projected to be 1.76 billion pounds. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending January 26th averages 991,000 barrels per day. Consultancy Ag Resource chops 5.3 million tons off of its call on the Brazil soybean harvest, now at 145.4 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says the Argentina wheat harvest comes to 15.1 million tons. That's up 24% from last year, but down 3 million tons from initial forecasts. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around to close higher on Wednesday. The March contract is up 3.5 cents at $12.20 per bushel. March soy oil is relatively steady at 46.02 cents per pound. March soy meal adds $5.30 at $368.30 per short ton. Corn is very narrowly mixed as its March contract nudges up 0.5 cent at $4.48 per bushel. Oats are higher, with the March contract up 5.5 cents at 382.5. The U.S. wheat complex pulls back as Chicago March gives up 10 cents at 595. Kansas City March loses 9 cents at 622. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 6.5 cents at 693. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 31st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.